The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
The Taoiseach Micheál Martin visited a Palestinian refugee camp in Jordan yesterday as he concluded his visit to the Middle East. The Talbiya camp, which is 35 kilometres south of Amman, is home to 10,600 people. Our reporter Barry White, who is part of a small group of journalists who travelled with the Taoiseach, sent us this report.
Today I'm at the Talbiya refugee camp in Jordan. 10,600 Palestinian refugees live here in the camp, which consists of houses, an elementary school and a medical centre. Over 1,000 children attend the school here. All the children were born in the refugee camp. However, despite having been born in Jordan, the kids still see themselves as Palestinian. And 12-year-olds Majid, Dana, Farah, Tala and Lubna all tell me that one day they hope to return to their homelands in Gaza.
My name is Noor Abu Khairan. I'm education specialist of English language at UNRWA, South Amman area, Jordan Field. Okay, the school was built in 1968 and was renovated in 2017 with generous donation from the German government. The school accommodates 1,126 students operating in two shifts, evening shift and morning shift, and the shifts alternate month by month. Here at the school is equipped with many facilities. We have a science lab, a computer lab, we have a library, a learning support center, and a school counselor room. Here also we have 38 teachers on for both shifts, two deputy school principals and two school principals, one school principal for each shift. Yes, and here they learn all subjects. They learn English language, Arabic language, religious studies, physics, science, biology, mathematics, different kinds of subjects.
And they're all of Palestinian descent?
Yes,
they're all Palestinian refugees.
Yes, they are all Palestinian refugees, yes.
And we have some of the students here. Can I speak to them just about, do they still consider themselves Palestinian?
Okay, من وين انتو اصلا؟ Originally, من وين أصلكم؟ اللي هي تابعة إيش؟ أردن ولا فلسطين؟
فلسطين.
Yes, she's from an area called Beit Jibrin from Palestine. بتعتبروا حالكم فلسطينية ولا لسه ولا أردنية أنتوا؟
فلسطينية.
We're Palestinians. Yes, it's our land. بتتوقعوا أن في يوم من الأيام ممكن ترجعوا على فلسطين؟
Yes.
And we think someday we will go back to Palestine.
And are they aware of the ongoing war? Did they see it on the television? And do their parents and grandparents talk about it?
تعرفوا عن الحرب اللي بتصير بالغزة؟
Yes.
بتحكوا عنها بالبيت؟
Yes.
مع أهليكم وجدودكم؟
Yeah.
And how do they feel about what's going on in Gaza?
كيف شعوركم عن الإشي اللي بيصير بغزة؟
حزنين.
We are sad about what we see.
Yes.
كمان.
We are so sad.
We are so sad to see these sceneries.
Do they feel almost helpless when they see children of their own age being killed?
بتحسوا حالكم مش قادرين تعملوا إشي لما بتشوفوا أطفال بأعماركم عم بيموتوا؟
Yes.
كيف شعوركم؟ وصفوا لي شعوركم.
حزنين كثير وإن شاء الله يعني لما نقدم لهم مساعدات ونساعدهم.
We feel very sorry for the kids who get killed in the war, and we hope one day we to provide with any kind of support that we can.
And do they think they will be able to return to Palestine to live there in their lives?
بتتوقعوا أنه ممكن يوم من الأيام تقدروا ترجعوا على فلسطين وتعيشوا حياتكم هنا؟
Yes.
Here, look at this job. Now, I am a teacher, and my job is a teacher. Can anyone stop me from working?
No.
No, why? Because I have a right to work.
The young girls here are like any other child anywhere in the world. They have hopes and dreams. And when we meet a classroom of children, they tell us what they want to be when they grow up.
So what do you want to be when you grow up?
I want to be a nurse.
A nurse, excellent.
I want to be a doctor.
I want to be a doctor.
I want to be a nurse.
I want to be a nurse.
I want to be
a
lawyer.
A lawyer, yes.
I want to be a chef.
The children at the school seem very happy. However, the Talbiya refugee camp faces many challenges, as we see firsthand as we walk from the school to the nearby medical centre. Over 10,000 people here are cramped into a small space, but it's clear that the situation would be a lot worse without the funding and support of the United Nations Relief and Works Agency for Palestinian Refugees. An UNRWA spokesperson, Tamara Al-Rafai, says funding from other countries is vital for them.
We have condemned in the strongest terms the attacks of the 7th of October on Israel and Israelis, so there's no question about where we stand on these horrific attacks. But to punish an entire agency this way and targeted and tarnish its reputation was something we have been fighting against since the 7th of October. UNRWA got very, very shocked by the decision of 18 countries, almost immediate decision by 18 countries to suspend funding while the war in Gaza was ongoing. However, in the few weeks and a couple of months following this decision, we have worked very, very closely with these 18 governments to bring back the trust, to reassure them, to prove our commitment to neutrality and to the humanitarian principles. And last week, the report by Catherine Colonna about the sturdiness and rigor of our internal mechanisms was key to some changing of positions within some of the governments that suspended funding. We are still not out of the woods. We have enough funding until the end of June, and we're imploring governments and partners to continue funding UNRWA. And if anything, we were actually very grateful to Ireland for its steadfast, continuous belief in us, for its political and financial support, and for working with other EU members and with other governments, so helping us make our case with other governments.
For the Taoiseach, the Micheál Martin, it's his first time visiting an UNRWA-run refugee camp. And for him, he says it strengthens his opinion that the organisation's work is critical.
I visited an UNRWA school this morning and medical clinic to at first hand get a sense of the importance of the funding that UNRWA receives from Ireland and from other countries and how that's put to use. And it was just very encouraging to see so many young children learn a modern UNESCO-proofed curriculum, learning about human rights, notwithstanding all that's going on around them. Very articulate, very involved in science as well. And to meet the elected parliament of the school, young students at second level as well. And then to meet the medical clinic, which is doing extraordinary work in terms of maternal care, in terms of vaccinations. Vaccination rates are as high as 97% among Palestinians in that particular Palestinian refugee camp. So there's a huge eagerness for education and for doing the right thing. And UNRWA is central to all of that, and I find it incomprehensible as to how people can even contemplate taking money and funding away from UNRWA. That's why we took the strong stance that we did. And that's why I'm now saying for future situations, Europe needs to develop a system, and the donors do, that just because something gets said or allegations are made that the funding isn't just automatically paused or reviewed or cut. There has to be a proper system to interrogate any allegation that's made.
In total, there are 10 UNRWA-run refugee camps in Jordan, accommodating 2.5 million people. And being here and seeing their work, it's hard to understand why Israel has long pushed for the agency's closure. Barry White at the Talbiya camp in Jordan.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.